This is In the News in VOA Special English.
Mr. Chairman and delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
On Thursday night at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida, Mitt Romney accepted his party's nomination to run against President Obama.
America's been patient. Americans have supported this president in good faith. But today the time has come to turn the page. Today the time has come for us to put the disappointments of the last 4 years behind us.
The former governor of Massachusetts said he would restore the promise of America if voters choose him over President Obama.
This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. This president can tell us that the next 4 years he'll get it right. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Mr. Romney talked about his five-step plan to improve the economy and create 12 million jobs. The plan includes lower taxes on businesses. Mr. Romney says he will also seek new trade agreements and that nations that cheat will face unmistakable consequences. He promised more backbone in diplomacy and more loyalty to allies like Israel. He said he would take a stronger position toward Russia, China, and Iran.
Every American was relieved the day President Obama gave the order and SEAL Team 6 took out Osama bin Laden. On another front, every American is less secure today because he has failed to slow Iran's nuclear threat.
Mr. Romney was introduced by a rising star in the Republican Party, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, the son of Cuban immigrants.
Our problem with President Obama isn't that he's a bad person. Okay? By all accounts, he too is a good husband and a good father, and thanks to lots of practice, a good golfer. Our problem is not that he's a bad person. Our problem is that he's a bad president.
Mr. Romney's wife, Anne, the mother of their five sons, spoke to the delegates Tuesday night.
I can't tell you what will happen over the next 4 years, but I can only stand here tonight as a wife and a mother and a grandmother, an American, and make you this solemn commitment. This man will not fail.
Republican leaders say they think the convention in Tampa helped build party unity. Mr. Romney had not been the first choice of delegates like Buddy Pilgrim from Texas.
Most people probably said maybe Romney's not the most conservative, but he is still a very conservative candidate, and we have no problem coming behind him now. There is such a stark difference between Romney and Barack Obama.
Conservative activists praised Mr. Romney's choice for vice president, 42-year-old Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. But others have criticized Mr. Ryan's proposals for deep cuts in social programs. Next week, the Democrats will hold their nominating convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. President Obama says a Romney presidency would bring back policies that led to the worst economic downturn since the 1930s. Nationwide, voter surveys show a close race. The polls show that voters think Mr. Romney is better prepared to fix the economy, but they like Mr. Obama more. The president leads in support from women. But Wanda Martin, a Republican delegate from Oklahoma, says Mr. Romney's business experience makes him a better choice to lead the country.
I think he is the person who could turn this country around. I really do. I think he's got the business sense that we need.
On Thursday night, film star and director Clint Eastwood made a surprise appearance at the convention. He had the delegates say the famous words from his Dirty Harry movies.
Go ahead.
Election Day is November 6th. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.